The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Let us know if we hear from Bulgaria today. Ben?
I will.
Okay. Are you in there?
Yes.
7:05 in the morning. News Top of the Hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yesterday you hit it out of the park with National Days.
I got a couple good ones for today.
All right, I'm ready.
National Bacon Lovers Day.
Okay, wait a minute. We need to go no further. National Bacon Lovers Day.
Yep.
Okay. Did you know that you can buy bacon-flavored chapstick?
I did not know that, but I'm sure.
Did you know that you can buy bacon-scented deodorant?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that you could buy bacon-scented cologne?
No.
I saw them all. This may have been a strange store I was in, but it had all those. It had more. It had other things. Okay. What's the next one?
National Radio Day.
Whoa. Why didn't you start off with that?
Because I was going in order.
Oh, okay. Now, here's the thing about radio. People go, oh, radio. Well, it seems like about 90, in every poll I've read over the years, including this year, like 94% of people listen to the radio every day of some kind. Listen to the radio. And you're seeing, you know, where you're seeing newspapers disappear, radio stations are hanging in there. The fact is what's disappearing from our nation is radio stations like ours. Linda's and mine. They're corporate radio stations. They're bought by out-of-state organizations, and they're just part of a bunch of radio stations. And and when we started this station, I mean, literally started it, and you know, it was announced, you know, some kind of trade mag. We were getting emails and phone calls from all over the country for starting the station. And we had no idea because we were so ignorant of what it was taking. However, thank you. Thank you to all of our listeners and our advertisers for here we are, 16 years later, a community radio station. You know, and when I saw this one down south, this was a big station down south. I don't remember the call signs. I mean, south, like, you know, L.A. and that Southern California type thing. They just fired every one of their employees. Every one of their employees was let loose, you know, that were disc jockeys and all this, you know, the voices. And they went straight to, they went strictly on the recording stuff or the, you know, the stuff coming in over the satellite. So essentially all they needed is a producer and a couple, and a traffic person. So 16 people lost their jobs. Some have been working here for 30 years on air personalities. It's interesting to watch this. Anyway, is there a third one?
National Hazy IPA Day, if you like IPAs that are hazy.
What exactly is a hazy IPA? Is an IPA a stronger brew than, say, just Coors?
Yeah, I will say that. It is stronger, and it's darker. More like, you know, it's more hoppier.
Okay, because Ted, my brother, he likes IPAs. I tried one of them. I didn't really like it. But they've got like blonde IPAs too, which means they're lighter. You're getting a class on beers today from an expert, Ben.
Yeah, and the hazies are like the beer itself looks hazy. Oh, okay. You know, it looks cloudy.
Yeah.
So, and it has usually like a juicy like flavor profile.
Okay. Got it. All right. With today's temperatures, you may want to go out and get a hazy IPA while you're listening to the radio and eating some bacon. Increasing clouds and hot with a high near 97, a low tonight around 67. Friday, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 95, with a low around 63. Now, Saturday, 93, Sunday, 96, Monday, 95. Yeah, all the way through next Wednesday, 96, 95, lows around low 60s. So that's what it's going to look like through next week. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business that provides outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. The Kenny family are just good people, too. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. And it's harder and harder to find locally owned, locally operated businesses, and then add veteran business on that. And they're just good people. Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. The latest from on the Registrar of Voters office right here in Redding, right here in Shasta County. Are you ready for this? It appears that, as we know, Clint Curtis said he was looking at hiring Tina Peters, who is a convicted felon. She allowed people access to the voting machines. That's what her felony was. It wasn't like she went out and was hitting people in the head. But she went to prison. Then she had, about halfway through, had her prison sentence commuted by the governor. And now it appears that one of our supervisor says, well, this may not happen. First of all, this is getting statewide attention. You got Senator Schiff and whoever the other guy is. You shouldn't do that. And then the state, but Sarah, oh, you shouldn't do that. No, you can't bring them in. Oh, Shasta County, why are you always doing these things to us? Making us pass laws that, keep our thumb on you. Anyway. Chris Kellstrom, the chair, has said that he's not planning to approve budgeting for a new consulting position for Peters. Should it come to the board? Kellstrom said he disapproves of adding the position because Curtis is a, quote, lame duck, and there's no use in spending the money on Curtis's plan, which he will soon be out of office. So, well, you need the money to do it. Curtis said that Brent Turger was retiring September 4th, and that seems to be an error. Brent Turner hasn't said anything about it. So, and to get Peters hired as a consultant, he would first need the position to be budgeted and approved by Board of Supervisors or County Executive Officer David Rickert. I'm just not thinking that's going to happen. I know, sometimes I think Clint Curtis pulls a Trump card out of his pocket and says things. It just gets people crazy. It, you know, causes people's heads to explode. Like when Trump said, let's buy Greenland. There was no chance of him ever buying Greenland or Greenland even being sold. But he said it, and he said it several times, and all the coverage for what, weeks? Not all the coverage, but a lot of coverage. Just, Trump's going to buy Greenland. He's going to make it to 51st state. There's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump says things just to watch people's heads explode. The hair catch on fire. They run in circles. Well, I'm kind of thinking that Clint Curtis does it, too. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He just does these things to ensure that people know that there is a Registrar of Voters office here in Reddit. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. We got, one safe place is rolling in today, as is a young man who started a fire suppression company. I hope he's coming in. It's been a while since I talked to him. A fire suppression company that works on your own home that you can control, which is just a fantastic idea. I mean, I'm sold on it. And how it could reduce your insurance policies and all that, especially after what California just came out with. And we got a couple other things here going too. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fee. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th Annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. Free admission, small parking fees per car.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No
back. 35 Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Devon. Last night celebrated very, very close friend's birthday. And my birthday and her birthday, four of us get together, you know, on our birthdays, not the same day. And how do we celebrate that? We go to Wind River. We have dinner, same table we've been eating at for years. And after we're finished, we catch up on a lot of things. Everybody's busy. Ted and I go over to the 21 tables, and the girls attack the slot machines. So, and while we were there last time, some guy hits a $35,000 jackpot. $35,000 jackpot. It's not life changing.
No, but still,
it can be life altering.
I went fishing a couple weeks ago, and we stopped down at Colusa Casino, and there was a guy behind me that won like $2,500.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I mean, I would take that.
Well,
all day.
Our friend, it was her birthday last night. They stopped at a casino. She hit, within 5 minutes, hit a $1,700.
Hopefully they didn't go to Thunder Valley last night. Did you hear what happened over there?
Five people got stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some guy, was it in the parking lot or was it in the casino?
So I wasn't sure, but somebody, from what I read somewhere, it was at the restaurant, and it was people that knew each other.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like a
random. Oh, so it was a fight going on.
Yeah. Something happened with people that knew each other, and it just happened to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw that, just the headline of it. If you haven't heard of Zone Zero wildfire regulations, California is moving forward with new wildfire safety regulations focused on the first 5 feet around homes and other structures. California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection considered the regulations yesterday as part of an effort to create a more ember-resistant area immediately surrounding buildings. It's specifically the area within 5 feet of the structure or the property line if it's closer. And it's designed to reduce the risk of homes catching fire from wind-driven embers, which can ignite the materials near the structure. Combustible materials such as firewood, dead leaves, wood chips, and certain types of bark, mulch, would generally be prohibited within zone zero. So, you know, you put all the, you know, you put the wood chips around your house, it looks really nice and all that. Yeah, they're going to say you can't do that anymore. Dead and dying vegetation would have to be removed, while roofs and gutters would need to be kept clean of leaves, needles, and other combustible debris. Some plants and trees could remain in the zone if they meet specific maintenance, spacing, and trimming requirements. And this is part of California's broadening effort to strengthen wildfire preparedness and reduce the risk of homes. Well, the other thing California could do is take out all of, how about attacking all the ladder fuels? How about all the brush? How about thinning the forest, you know? So, somebody going to come in and say, oh, I'm sorry, you have some wood chips there that do not meet our specifications. They did last year, but they don't now, and this will be a $10,000 fine. Instead of going out there and spending the time and money to thin the forest. When you're going out, where we were at last week, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. But we were in areas where there were probably 100 trees where there should have been 20 or 15. They were just crammed in together. And ones that had been there, there's a forester. He says, you see those trees over there? How old do you think they are? And I said, well, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, maybe 8. He says, those are 20 years and more. They're stunted because they're in the shade, you know, of the big trees. But there were, you know, there must have been, I mean, 20 of them in this one little spot there. So, yeah, come out with your Zone Zero. Why don't you come out with clearing and thinning, not clearing, yeah, clearing the brush and the underbrush, the ladder fuels, and thinning the forest. I think that would really, really help. And especially the brush around that you come through there. You can come through with bulldozers and fix that. Just an idea. If you haven't heard of the Truth and Disclosure Act, it's moving its way through the California Assembly. requires any company doing business in California with annual worldwide gross receipts of over $100 million. Well, we just barely missed that. To verify and search your records for any transactions related to wealth gained during chattel slavery and report that wealth to the state to be held in a digital archive. This is part of the reparations movement. And so, you know, and you're thinking, well, you know, that was like in the 1840s and 50s and maybe up to 1865 in some cases. It's AB Law 2599. It, the mandate that the California Civil Rights Department establish a digital public platform by January 3rd, 2028. So, the major focus is on sectors historically tied to the slavery economy, including insurance, banking, tobacco, cotton sugar railroads, and shipping. How interesting. Again, Newsom has shown great, okay, this is a quote, I'm not saying this. He has shown great leadership by creating a number of laws that benefit the descendants of formerly enslaved people. I am hopeful Governor Newsom will continue that leadership by signing it into law. All right. Something to look forward to down the line. Can we talk Angie Nixon for a second? She just won the Democratic state Democratic primary. This is for United States Senator, by the way, against a guy named Vindman. Now, Vindman was this pudgy Army lieutenant colonel, and he was pudgy. Shouldn't have been. He was pudgy, and it was whistleblower. Oh, I heard Trump say this. I heard Trump. He became the darling of the media. He was on every show, and well, every show that wouldn't ask him real questions, but he was there. So he's running for the Senate. And raised $16 million to run in the Senate. Now, he didn't have big name recognition, but neither did Angie Nixon, who is a community organizer. She was in the state assembly, been arrested for sitting in DeSantis's office, Governor DeSantis's office, and is a member of the Democratic Socialist of America. Proud member. Unlike the others that are, you know, they refuse to wear the T-shirt. But they'll take the money. No. Angie's agenda is Medicare for all. And part of the DSA, of course, is she's running for a position that she wants to do away with. Democratic Socialists of America want to do away with the United States Senate. And they want the president and the Supreme Court to be appointed by who? House of Representatives. Shut those prisons down. Do away with police. So what else do we see here? Oh, yeah. Totally left wing. And she won. And she won easily. He raised $16 million. She raised less than $1 million. You know how she won? You ready for this? She outworked his pudgy little butt. She was across the whole, you know, wherever her district was, you know, that Senate district, and traveled and stepped on people on her friends' couches and slept in her car. But she went out and appeared at every event that she could see. Vindman refused to debate her. Anyway, she beat him by 15 points. But now she's going against a Republican for the Senate spot. And it may be a lot harder when they start, pointing out, do you really want to do that? Oh, the other thing, too, is Israel needs to never get another dollar from the United States. They're committing genocide in Gaza and every place else in the world. Totally anti-Israeli. Totally anti-Semite. Totally. And here's the thing, my friends. She's the first one that says she's a DSA. There's others that are parroting a lot of the DSA platform. Colorado, Michigan. And what, you know, did you think that we'd ever be to the spot where you're having socialists win primaries in big elections whose whole objective in life is to do away with this country? I never thought I'd see this. To call somebody call somebody a socialist or a communist now means nothing. Just like calling somebody a fascist or a Nazi means nothing because it's, you know, there's no fear there anymore. There's no fear there anymore. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see what happens in the general election. How much traction this Angie Nixon gets. I mean, obviously a hard worker and a woman of her convictions. That's fine. However, what she's running on is totally, totally against what this country was founded on. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce. Local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the dates, and call Josh Barker, Real Estate.
Hey, all my friends in Redding and Shasta County, it's your friend Gary Lavox here of Rascal Flats. And the best part about touring is seeing amazing places like Redding or Shasta County. Fantastic people like my friend Josh Barker and Josh Barker Real Estate. Josh offers more options than anyone else, and he can prove it. See for yourself at his website and check out his hundreds of five-star reviews. Josh Barker Real Estate is approaching 25 years in the business and helped over 9,000 families buy or sell a home just like yours. Josh Barker Real Estate only hires full-time experienced agents to work with you every step of the way. If you want to make the most money selling your home on time, just remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the dates, and call Josh Barker Real Estate.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Shasta County, tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Hey, welcome back. you get that part about we'll breed her this year? You didn't hear that, did you? Did that go out over the air?
No.
Okay, we're talking about cattle, by the way. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday. Linda's on assignment. 7:35 in the morning. We're streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. And welcome back. It's going to go up to, what did I say today? It's going to go up 97 today. And it's going to be, we're not going to hit triple digits all the way through next Wednesday. It'll be like 95, 96, 97. And lows at night in the low 60s. So it's going to be cool. It'll be good. And my guest is Elizabeth Schroeder, who shows up here
randomly.
from One Safe Place.
Children's Legacy Center.
And Children's Legacy Center. Yep. But are you in the Arch Collaborative, too?
I am Children's Legacy Center.
Got it.
But I do work for both. But
right.
Yeah.
And we know now, because Kimberly was on earlier this week, and this one just kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Because I set things up in advance. That Kimberly's stepping away from the whole thing.
She is.
Yeah. And so the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place, and I guess Arch Collaborative will have new leadership.
That's correct. Yeah. We just posted the position for the One Safe Place Executive Director, and so we're really excited about
I saw that, and the part that said right at the beginning, you must be a female. I don't understand.
It did not say that.
But you must be a female, right?
No, absolutely not.
You mean a man? I wish y'all could see. I wish I could FaceTime Elizabeth's face right now, because I have not seen you go, oh!
Wait a minute.
That's like me when O2 staffing comes in. I said, how come when I look at the photo of all you beautiful people in there, I don't see one male?
You know what?
Whoa!
Women run the world. We just do it in, you know, quiet.
You know what? I thoroughly agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I thoroughly agree. And yet we keep hearing these things. Oh, women are so downtrodden. Which ones? Mm-hmm. Not maybe, you know, they could be someplace in Nigeria. Who knows? But in the United States, are you kidding? You know what? Y'all are a powerful entity. And I was just talking about this socialist communist down in Florida, Angie Nixon, who just won the Democratic's nomination for United States Senator. With part of her platform from the DSA is to do away with the Senate.
So interesting. I don't know anything about that.
That is a but that's a very powerful position. You're one of, 100 senators in the United States.
Hmm.
And she's running. She's a step away from getting it.
Wow.
And she has to win, you know, the general election.
Well, you know, see, women are doing big things. But to be clear. Anyone can apply.
We're not supporting socialism or communism or anything close to that.
And we're really excited to have that position listed. It is open to anyone.
I was just
But
kidding.
We do have a lot of women in leadership at Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place.
That's what I figured. You know, to be kind of fleeting up. Now, do you all ever think about, because it worked so well at the city, they brought in somebody from outside the organization, and they can come in and look at it with
fresh eyes. Well, that's one of the reasons that we ran this the position to the public, because we do have incredible team members who do the work every day, but you know, sometimes it does take a fresh set of eyes. We're open to any applicant who has experience, and obviously, you know, the work that Children's Legacy Center has done to shore up One Safe Place. We want to ensure that that is
And let's just be real clear about this. One Safe Place, my friends, was in trouble.
Yeah.
Financial trouble. Big financial trouble for a variety of reasons. And Children's Legacy Center and Kimberly rolled in there. Mm-hmm. And when you all partnered up with them, it solved not by giving money but that kind of stuff, but you did take some of the burden off them.
Absolutely. A significant amount.
A significant amount, because from what I understand, you bought the building, so it took that big mortgage paying it out. But here's the thing is, One Safe Place is so important, as is Children's Legacy Center, to lose one of those legs of this Arch Collaborative Children's Legacy Center, One Safe Place. I mean, this is a place that we could point to to anybody, and I've done that. I said, "This is, you know, this is our domestic violence center," and they're looking at it. And I said, "This is just, it's just part of it. But this is, you know, and we take it seriously in Shasta County, which is probably why our numbers are higher than other counties, because we take it, yeah. We pay attention. You take care. I mean, and you take, we take it into account. I mean, people are trained in it. Police, bank tellers, teachers,
yeah,
are trained for."
We're looking for things, yeah.
To look for things, yeah.
Well, and we are so proud of where One Safe Place is now, and you're right. I mean, it's a beloved local nonprofit, and yeah, it is because it has served so many people. Everyone, literally everyone, knows someone who has been served by One Safe Place. And so for us to be able to look at that organization and say it is on stable ground now, you know, we've put 4+ years of work into stabilizing and shoring it up and and fixing those financial issues.
Most people didn't even know about this. This was very, I mean, you could have, if you asked. I mean, it wasn't like it was hidden, but it was just being done, and it was low key.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't want to have headlines. One Safe Place going down tubes.
Totally. Because the problem, you know, we don't, when people need those services, we don't want them to question whether or not they can walk through our doors.
Can they walk through the doors?
So for the community, we have always been open, but there was a significant risk for quite some time there, and there isn't anymore.
Well, let's remember why that building was put there. Yeah. And let's talk about the real reason. Mm-hmm. A mother came in with two of her kids. I don't think, two or three children.
Three kids.
Three kids.
Yeah.
No dog, but came in at the old One Safe Place, which was a lot smaller. It was crowded. She didn't feel right. She went home. Husband comes home and kills all of them.
Yeah.
And then goes out and kills himself. They didn't find him till later. That was the impetus for us as a community to come together and build structure.
Yeah, and you know, and from that time forward, there are so many stories of people. You know, we serve. There's very often a misnomer in the community that we just serve women, but we serve everyone.
Well, there's guys down there.
Yep, absolutely.
Guys get abused.
They're,
because women are powerful. We already established that. We already established that.
Well,
right?
It's really unfortunate that it impacts everyone. No one is safe from this type of thing. But we serve so many people who then later reach out and say, you know, it saved them from a very, very dangerous situation. So I'm grateful that One Safe Place is here in our community hopefully avoid issues like the one that you just spoke of. Like that,
yeah,
those aren't
and, but that was the impetus for it to happen. Unfortunately, it was the deaths of children and a mother and wife.
Yeah.
But I guess if you could say anything, that horrible tragedy has saved so many people since then.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Is something bad to happen.
And I don't know if you saw Kimberly share about this the other day, but I just think it's such a beautiful story. We received at One Safe Place, we received a money order in the mail, and it was, you know, a couple months ago, but we received a money order for $48. It came to us, and it, on the memo line, it just said, "Eternal thanks for everything." And when we went to, you know, thank that donor, because a $48 gift matters, the donor had their personal address listed as the Good News Rescue Mission. And so we just learned that this person had been served by One Safe Place. And I don't know how recently, but, you know, our team believed that this was an individual that they knew who swore, as soon as they were in a good place, that they would try to make a difference for the next person in that situation. And so that $48 money order as a donation to continue services meant the world to our team. And so that's just, I mean, every day people are walking in our doors, getting served, and we're hoping to impact the future. Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Elizabeth Schroeder. We got to take a quick break. It's Thursday, the 20th of August. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And get your watch repaired. In my case, my wedding ring, which I lost temporarily up in the mountains, is down there being resized as we speak. Yes. But they've got it all down there. A very, very extensive array of jewelry at very fair prices. watch repairs, stone cutting, jewelry design. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry, and they're such pleasant people down there. Been in the business over 30 years. Leonard started it and then sold to Rebecca and Henry, but Leonard still works there. And voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. And that tells you something right there. Located, again, at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street, kind of from C.R. Gibbs. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, they're closed on Fridays during the summer, and we'll be picking it back up again beginning of September, because it's a lot of things going on during the summer for the family. So, Four Winds Jewelry, and we'll be right back with Elizabeth Schroeder.
Age has its perks, and at Wind River Resort and Casino, Wednesdays are all about you. Calling all players 50 and better. Join us every Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Nifty 50 Plus Senior Day. Earn 5 times the points while using your free River Club card on your favorite slot machine. Just check in at the River Club and you're all set. Why earn points? You can build up free slot play, free prizes, and more. For more information, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th Annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. Free admission, small parking fees per car.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. down at 1378 Hilltop Drive, one division of insurance and the other division of financial management, all under the leadership of Judy Maxwell, who started her business back in 1993 and has been helping our community ever since. Second opinions on your financial management? How about your insurance? Insurance changing so radically here in the state of California. Have an expert look at it. It's free of review and evaluation, and they may tell you, hey, you're on the right track, or this might be a better idea. All of this at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, MaxwellIF.com is their website. Our guest is Elizabeth Schroeder from Children's Legacy Center.
That's right.
One Safe Place, but you've got a big event coming up. That's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we actually have two events coming up for the Children's Legacy Center.
Whoa.
Yeah. And if people aren't aware, the Children's Legacy Center does somewhat similar work to One Safe Place, but for children and families who have been, when there is an investigation into a crime against a child, we support that. The law enforcement and the district attorney's office, children's services, and helping to uncover what happened with a child. So,
and here's the thing about it, is it before you all started this, if a child was molested or something had happened, could be questioned 7, 8, 9 times different people.
Yeah, between 6 and 11 times was the average.
Is that it? Okay.
And sometimes in a in a police station, you know, we often hear the story that one of our founders says that she watched a 6-year-old sit on a metal table in a room where they had just interviewed a perpetrator. This little 6-year-old was sitting on a metal table talking to a fully uniformed SWAT officer. And, you know, she's kicking her legs on the table. And in this environment where it's not warm, it's not child-centric, and that was before the Children's Legacy Center, before all of that happened. And this founder of the Children's Legacy Center said that can't happen again. We need children to have a...
And so now they're in a comforting place with somebody that's questioning them who is trained... Yeah. In this, and then everybody else that has questions is outside. The child can't see them, and you have a person. They'll ask a question to your person, who then asks or tells the person in with the child,
right?
And who will then? So you have just one person the child's dealing with.
It's an amazing
model,
and it's across the country, and we're so fortunate to have one here in Shasta County, and we've now served to date in that building nearly 1,000 children. So it's a really, really impactful program.
What are these events you got coming up?
So the first one we have is our third annual Cops and Cones, and the reality is that so many of the children that we see don't have a great perspective on law enforcement. They maybe have seen,
mom and dad being arrested.
Parent get arrested or something like that, or parents saying negative things about law enforcement. And so our purpose in our event called Cops and Cones is really to bring children and families out to have a really positive engagement with law enforcement. Our law enforcement partners are serving ice cream to children. And so how fun is that? So we have a really good time with that. We're hosting it this year at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, so families can come in, explore the park, get ice cream, you know, push the siren on the police car.
All for free.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So
all for free.
There's, I believe, a $2 charge to get into the museum, but our event is for free.
Okay.
So really, really fun.
When and where? I mean, we know where, but when?
August 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. So right after lunch, you know, kids and families go get lunch, have lunch at home, and then come out, have some ice cream, talk to our law enforcement partners. And that one is really, really neat. I do have to say it's sponsored by Wagner Electric, and they are such a great partner to us.
Okay, Wagner Electric.
Thanks.
Big shout out to you guys.
Big shout out to them. And so that one we're so excited about. The folks that have partnered with us to put this on, you know, it's not a moneymaker for us. We just cover the cost so that we can provide it for free to the community.
Sure.
And then we have a second event coming up. It is our first time fundraising event for the Children's Legacy Center, and it's called Dinner on the Bridge.
We're
doing a nice formal dinner on the Diesel Horse Bridge on September 12th, Saturday, September 12th. Dinner is being provided by O'Dell's Craft Barbecue.
As they did last time.
Yeah.
Is it the same menu or a different menu?
I believe it's slightly different. Last year, O'Dell's did a similar fundraiser.
They call them low country seafood broils.
Yeah.
Or boils.
Yeah.
Crab, shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, corn, potatoes.
Sausage, all the things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
So last year, Jason O'Dell was one of the stars for Dancing with Shasta Stars. So he did that dinner on the bridge. And this year he said he wanted to do it again. It was so fun. But when he heard about the mission of Children's Legacy Center, he said this is where that effort he wanted it to go.
It was fun. And the food was great. And there was so much of it that one of our people we were eating with, his husband, all of a sudden got sick right before he came down. And she said, can I take some home to
him? Oh, wow, yeah.
And they gave her two of these big gallon bags filled with stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is after we had just... Because every table got this huge pot, if you remember,
yeah.
Huge pot of food.
Yeah.
And it was like we ate everything we could possibly eat.
Yep, your first
and there was still, yeah, so it's not like you're going to go away hungry on this.
No, and dessert.
And you can write it all off.
Dessert by La Joie, so the
Whoa.
French bakery.
Yeah. You know what? That little place down there is getting a great reputation. Linda loves
so
it.
So good.
Oh, Linda,
my goodness.
The girls meet down there for coffee and a little pastry.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good. And so easy. It's walkable from here. I mean, it's a great
Everything's
spot.
Walkable
yeah.
from here.
Yeah.
Well, depends how long you want to walk.
Sure. Sure,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, the new public market. I'll just say it. As good as all those restaurants and everything else is in there, I'm hooked on the ramen machine there.
Oh, are you?
Oh.
Yum.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
They have really good rice bowls, too. Anyway, I digress. We are having dinner.
Yes, okay, we got two things going.
Yep.
Cops and Cones. It's going to be at Turtle Bay Park on August 30th, 1 to 4. It's free. It's going to be police serving ice cream to the kids. It's being sponsored by Wagner Electric.
Yep.
And then on September 12th, now this one is a fundraiser, and you buy tickets. It's going to be Dinner on the Bridge. We're talking Diesel Horse Bridge, and we went to that one last year for Odell's fundraiser. So somebody bought a table and invited us, and it was just a great event. It's going to be on the 12th of September, and if the food's anything like it was last year, and it always is because Odell's great, you're going to have a good time. You're going to be on the bridge watching the sun going down, all of that.
Perfect.
It is a wonderful
We've
time.
Already put in a request for perfect weather, beautiful sunset, so that's guaranteed. And we still have tickets available, but tickets stop selling on August 30th.
Okay.
So if you want to grab a table, definitely
go
do that.
You got 10 days. Yeah. Now, how much are tickets?
So tickets are if you're buying a table, you can do a table of 8 for $3,500, and which is similar to what Jason did last year. And then we have a premier couples table or premier couple, and that's $1,000.
Okay.
And I'm very aware that this is, it's a high price point, but it is intended to be a fundraiser. There's only so many seats, and
I think there's, 120
max.
120. Because you're on the diesel horse, and they get all the tables set up.
Yeah.
And like I said, last year it was a wonderful time. We were invited by friends, and very pleased by it.
Yeah.
And so if you get a chance on this, and it is, not to be crass, but it is a write-off.
It's a donation.
It's a donation. It's a donation. You can take it off your taxes.
Yeah.
So.
And we have, you can go on the childrenslegacycenter.org website, and on the top bar it says events, and you can check out both Cops and Cones and Dinner on the Bridge there. And we're really, really proud to be putting this on, and proud to also celebrate this event. We'll be honoring 10 years of service from the Children's Legacy Center to Shasta County. So it started 10 years ago. 2016 was the first, beginning of this. So we're excited about that.
Where do you get your tickets off of?
Childrenslegacycenter.org.
.org.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can find it there on the top bar where it says events. Click on that down button and then Dinner on the Bridge, and it'll give you all the information, some additional insight into what we're going to be doing and talking about and why we're celebrating that 10 years in Shasta County.
Cool.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for rolling in here.
Yeah, of course.
This early in the morning.
Thanks for having me. This is always a fun time.
Yeah.
Great way to start off the morning.
Well, you know what? One of the reasons that we started the station was for things like this, to get the word out. It's our community. And, after hearing everything that everybody was saying from Iron Man about how much they love this community, I mean, people coming in from all over the world, they just had a spectacular time.
Yeah.
It was our mini World Cup right here.
That's right.
And
this is
an amazing
community.
It is.
Absolutely amazing.
It?
We're grateful.
Well, thank you very much. And we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrich Thomason. On the heels of President Trump's announcement that he plans to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un by year's end, there's another North Korean missile launch. South Korea's military says the North has fired off roughly 10 short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea. It was another night of terror for war-weary civilians in Ukraine as Russia launched yet another large-scale attack. The BBC's Dan Johnson is in the capital, Kiev.
Air raid sirens sounded across the city, quickly followed by the impact of around 20 Russian missiles. Targets are as yet unclear, but a children's hospital and a school were damaged, and power supplies were disrupted for some communities. There are reports of people trapped in a residential building and a bomb shelter. A large proportion of the country was under prolonged air raid alert through the night because of incoming missile and drone attacks.
At least 16 people were killed in the latest Russian assault. The national debt has hit another record high, soaring to $40 trillion, and it's still growing. President Trump continues to rail against Fed interest rate policy.
We have a very powerful country, and we're powering through these ridiculous interest rates. It's a very unfair system, and I've said it now for a long time. When our country does well, interest rates should go down. I mean, every time I hear our country's doing well, I say, oh, it's too bad. Because they lift up interest rates. They should drop interest rates because it means we have a strong country.
Federal aviation safety investigators are at an airport near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's where a small plane, a Cessna, collided last evening with a state police helicopter. The copter was on a training mission at the time. The pilot of the plane was killed. The two state troopers on the helicopter were injured. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down about 303 points. The Nasdaq off 156. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Editorial independence, or the lack thereof, leads to a rift between the Pentagon and a news organization serving the military community.
Longtime Stars and Stripes publisher Max D. Lederer Jr. has announced his retirement, citing differences with the direction of the Pentagon's leadership, as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's Pentagon seeks to exert editorial control. 4 months ago, the person tasked with safeguarding the publication's independence, Jacqueline Smith, was fired. Stars and Stripes is partly funded by the Pentagon and has recently been at the forefront of some of the reporting on conditions for sailors aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln and concerns for their mental health during the aircraft carrier's long deployment, concerns that President Donald Trump has downplayed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Residents of Hawaii's Big Island still struggling to recover from last week's hurricane left two people dead. News and analysis, townhall.com. The initial results of a study of an experimental cancer treatment are encouraging.
Moderna and Merck are developing an mRNA-based cancer vaccine designed to be tailored to individual patients based on unique mutations within their tumors. They're pairing a new Moderna drug with Merck's immunotherapy drug, Keytruda. Companies said patients in a study who received the combination live longer without cancer returning or metastasizing than patients who got Keytruda alone. Bob Agner reporting.
A judge is set to consider whether to grant Texas teen Carmelo Anthony a new trial following his murder conviction and the stabbing death of a 17-year-old athlete at a high school track meet. The judge who presided over the trial earlier this summer has now been removed from the case.
And there's a new judge who has been assigned. That judge considering a motion from Anthony's attorneys. They're requesting a retrial in the case. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Thousands of you out there. It's kind of scary, in fact. But we love it, and our advertisers love it. So thanks for tuning in this morning. I remember once I took Linda drugged me to a yoga class. You ready for this? Who's calling? Is it somebody that says your phone listing is not up to date in Google?
It was something like that.
Yeah. You know, we feel one of those a week. And anyway, and I'm laying there in some kind of contorted position in yoga. And this lady says, because you're laying there and it's kind of semi-dark and blah, 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 you know. And she says, I wake up to you. I wake up to that voice every morning. And it was just like, okay. Of course, Linda's on the mat next to me. She says, yeah. She says, you know, my alarm comes on and to your station. I thought that was hilarious, frankly. Where are we at? Oh, National Bacon Day, National Radio Day, and National
Hazy IPA Day.
Okay, well, not sure about that. If you weren't here for the first hour, you can buy bacon-flavored lip gloss, chapstick, deodorant, cologne, and I'm sure there's other things you can buy. That is bacon-scented or bacon-flavored. As for hazy IPAs, I guess you can get those almost everywhere. And National Radio Day, my friends, you know, talk radio. For those who, talk radio is different than, let's say, music. Well, the music radio. And they've done studies on this. And it was interesting learning this years and years ago. That if you're listening to, to a country western or a soft rock or, you know, classics or that. When it hits the commercials, people would change the channel to the same type of music on another station. In talk radio, when it hits the commercials, which is why we try to keep our commercials as short as we can, sometimes we can't, they listen through the commercial. So they can hear because they're interested in what's being said and what's on the other side. And, which is one reason that, you know, talk radio has been going strong for so many years. Tonight it's going to be about 67 to a high today of 97. And then tomorrow it's going to be cloudy, but then a high near 95. And it's going to be like that, my friends, all the way through next Wednesday. 95, 96, lows at night, 62, 63. So it's going to be like you see today through next Wednesday. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do other things in our community to help the veterans, help the homeless, and help other things that they do. The Kenny family, a great family out there. They take outstanding care of their customers, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And the news, top of the hour, and I've got to say this, is brought to you always by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And now my guest didn't show up. Now, half of this is my fault that he's not here. He is an extremely busy guy building his business, his fire suppression business. And then he has a another, and you can hear him on our station here advertising, of power washing and window washing. And Nick is Nick Faulkner, and he is, and he's getting all of these orders for this fire suppression system. And I'm not going to get into it except to tell you that this is a fire suppression system that you can put around your house, that you can put around your house if things are starting to get gnarly out there. And you plug it in, and you can put it in your swimming pool, or you can put it, you can attach it to the city water, or county water if you have that, to your well or other things, and it's going to pump water all over your house and the surrounding area for as long as the water lasts, increasing your chances of your house being there when you get back by far. And here's the thing. Say you leave and you're not sure, you know, they tell you, okay, you're in the evacuation zone, but, you know, the fire could be going different directions. It's you can use your cell phone to turn it on. And it runs off, you ready? Propane. Which means you don't have to go out there after it's been, you know, you got a, your engine out there and you're, it's been there for a year and a half or something. You haven't changed the gasoline. Is gasoline going to work? No. But it's running off propane, which has an infinite shelf life, from what I understand. Okay, we'll get Nick on another time. I've been talking about Iron Man a lot. Because it was, you know, before it happened, right after it happened, you know, Mike Littell, our mayor, was on yesterday, and Mike was a part of a relay team, swim, bike, run. He did the run, 13.1 miles. And as I'll point out, and Mike's right here, is that Mike's built like a linebacker. Several months ago, he's built like an offensive lineman, but now he's built like a linebacker. 6'2". He's got to be 225, something like that, at least. So he did it. And I said, well, why'd you run? He says he felt as he needed to be, you know, have a representative of the city of Redding involved in this. And he had Redding Mayor. He's wearing a T-shirt that said Redding Mayor. He said he must have had 100 people tell him what a great event this was. You know, competitors saying what a great event this was. So Tim Bauer, who is the one that kind of put all this stuff together, working out of the Chamber of Commerce, he was on the show well before this thing started and was talking about this Iron Man. My concern was that we were going to get enough volunteers to help because he needed 1,000 volunteers. That's a lot of people. Turns out that we had more than 1,000. They said a couple of the aid stations had like 40 people standing ready to help, which is cool. Hey, good on you, Redding. And then the cowbells. Cowbells were everywhere. And I love that, too. Need more cowbell. So where do we go next? Conversations, according to Bauer, are already well underway for 2027 when the second Iron Man. See, we got a contract for 3 of them. This year, next year, and the year after that. So they're going to have 3 of them here in Redding. And it won't be in August. You know, we did well because it was only like 96, 97, you know, last Sunday. Now, it could have been, the average is like, I think the highest has been like 108, but average is, you know, in the hundreds, but we dodged a bullet. They're gonna propose some spring dates and fall dates and then go from there. Now, what Mike said yesterday, he said, wouldn't that be great if it was during, event over at Turtle Bay, Glowing Wild. So people could come in and they could go to Glowing Wild. It's good for Glowing Wild. It's good for people coming in here for these events. And my remark I had on that is, well, you know, you've got to do this in such a way because you got the Redding Rodeo also going on during that time frame, you know, like the 15th through the 20th. So you've got that. And that takes a lot of room down there at the Civic to do with the parking lots and everything like that. But if you had it earlier in May and Glowing Wild's going on, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Anyway, I'd rather it be sooner than later, personally, Bauer said, a spring date for 2027. And they had more than 1,725 people registered and paid to race, and then 1,360 competed. That's not unusual. People sign up for it and things, you know, life happens. So, and everything I've read about, from the winners and from everybody that, that was in this was they loved this course. They loved the bike course because it was twisty and up and down. And the run, though, was in the shade along the river. They loved it. The winner of the women's side, Grace Alexander, said, "I think this is the new favorite course for me. This one was just beautiful. The bike was very dynamic, and you never really got bored. And then the run, thankfully, is very shaded." So, the end of the race report card we got, consensus was it was a pretty perfect race, and overall, Redding showed up. So, yes, we did. We showed up, and we showed them. So, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the required treatment for a work-related injury, you need somebody on your side that understands workers' compensation and just what you do right, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento over the last 5-6 years. It's right there in Palo Cedro. A veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school, worked for insurance companies for a couple of years and didn't like it. So when you call him, if you're having problems, you call him at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. And then he, after you talk and he decides that, yeah, you are going to need help and he takes your case, then you're going to have somebody that's going to be a scrapper, that's going to be, that knows the law and will fight for you. That's Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168 or GormanComplaw.com. And we'll be right back.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement?
Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special.
Life-changing jackpots are waiting.
Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game.
The prize pool just keep growing until somebody hits it big.
So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm.
Your adventure begins here
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Let's go to the phones. Phyllis, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, as a volunteer at the Ironman, I wanted to let all the volunteers know that on my way home, still wearing my yellow volunteer T-shirt, I stopped at Grocery Outlet in Anderson, and a lady came up to me. She was a competitor from Sacramento, and she just said, "I want to thank you. All your volunteers were just wonderful." So I just wanted to let the volunteers know they were appreciated.
Well, you know what, Phyllis? Hang on just for a second here. I've heard that from other places, that the competitors notice, you know, I've competed in these before, and you notice, I mean, people are trying, you know, they want to help the competitors, you know, y'all are cheerful and cheering them on. The city was ringing cowbells along the route, but I've heard I've heard that from other people, other competitors, is just, they were just blown away by y'all.
I live off of Boyle, and everybody had cowbells, just so bicyclists wouldn't buy. You could hear them up and down the street.
You know, there's something about that. I mean, whoever's idea that was is great. You know, have to go out and buy a cowbell next time. But it was, you know,
use your Colt 45 cowbell.
That's true, but that's a... Oh, you know what? Linda's got a huge one inside her car. And I've got it in the Colt 45 cowbell. It's smaller than that, but it's still good size. Anyway, but no, thank you. Thank you for what you did, because the one question I had was, are we going to get enough volunteers? Well, we maxed out on volunteers.
Well, that's great.
It was. Okay. Well, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for volunteering.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Thank you. You know.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And see, that's the thing, is we showed up. Also, out in the lake during this thing, I don't know if you read any of the online stuff, but we had kayakers and swimmers that saved lives out there. Now, I've never seen in a race, and I've done open ocean swims and lake swims on, you know, competing, and I've never noticed it because you're kind of, you know, worried about yourself. But people were tying up in the first, 200-300 yards, 400 yards, they were starting to tie up. And our kayakers were out there, but this one lady saw somebody out in problems. She swam out there and helped keep him afloat until the kayaker could get there. So, let's go to the phone. So, Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how you doing, bud?
Living the dream.
Good, I'm glad. You should be living the dream.
Every day I wake up. You know what? I'll tell you why. You wake up and you're facing a new day. You can make that day a good day, or you can make it a lousy day. And there's so many other people out there want to help you make it a lousy day that you've got to start off strong and keep it. Anyway.
That means when I get up in the morning, I can go, good day, lousy day. Which one are you?
Oh, yeah. No. You do this. I'm going to have a good day. You never use the word lousy. Cancel, buddy. You get up and say, you know, I'm going to have a great day today. No, I mean.
Or you could have a great day on Friday.
Yes.
Because we have an event coming, the Second Amendment event.
That's right.
It's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street,
Anderson. Do you still have some room there?
We have some room there.
Okay.
Yeah, we put in an extra four tables. We've got 30 set up. We're going to have 34. So people can come in. They can come and pay at the door. They need to find me and pay at the door. And then, they can call me at 530-246-9706. 530-246-9706.
Okay.
And the barbecue starts at 6 o'clock. And there's one other thing I wanted to bring up real quick.
Are the tickets for sale anywhere else? Like, you know, Jones Fort?
Patrick Jones.
Okay.
Go to Jones Fort.
Just go to Jones Fort and you do it that way.
Go to Jones Fort and do it that way.
Right.
And, it's going to be exciting. We're pretty excited about it. It's going to be a great event. But as you know, and I know, folks, Carl has a flag on the back of his wall when you go into the studio about the Second Amendment. So
I thoroughly believe in it.
No need to see where you stand, brother.
Well,
you know.
I thoroughly believe in all the amendments in our Constitution.
Yes, sir.
And when I see, and I don't know if you were up yet because I know you sleep in all the time. My comments on you lazy slug. On this Angie Nixon. Down in Florida, that just won the Democratic primary for the United States Senate, and she's a card carrying Democratic Socialist of America.
Yeah, at least she's open about it.
She is open about it. No, there is no doubt where she stands, but she's running on a platform to do away with her job, do away with the Senate.
Yes, I agree, brother. Hey, I've got one thing that's very, very important, and that is. I hope that we can announce this a couple of times. I went back into our archives.
Yep.
On September the 21st, 2025, we did a show with Doug LaMalfa. We had him on for the full hour.
Yeah.
And at that point, we talked about how the Congress can solve this issue. We have the Election Integrity Project. We have this group. We have that group. We have all these different groups. But really, Congress has the power to change the election laws and to make it where we have same-day voting, voter ID, et cetera. And we asked him that question, and you need to go back and listen to that, folks. Listen to that archive on Jefferson State of Mind, September the 21st, 2025. We believe it was Doug's last interview. And, the solution is there, but the answer that he's going to give is going to surprise everybody.
Well, this is kind of... Did it concern the SAVE Act at all?
It didn't. They don't need the SAVE Act.
Okay.
They never needed it.
This program
is extremely important. We had, we had Clint Curtis on last week, and we broke the news of Tina Peters possibly coming to Shasta County. We broke that news.
Well, Clint, you know what? I can see why Tina Peters might be interested, because we also had Stormy Daniels right here in Shasta County.
Who's that?
Stormy Daniels? The porn star that got paid $175,000 not to say anything about if she knew Trump or not. Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
She was there.
I don't keep track of foul things like that.
Well, no, there are still flyers on telephone poles as you're walking down the street. They're still there. But Tina Peters, it's going to be because Chris Kellstrom just said he's not going to okay any type of money for that.
Well, the thing is, you kind of wonder about him. Really and truly, they have evidence now that they're showing videos. Just saw it on True to Vote. True to Vote. You can go to that video.
Uh-huh.
Just came out. Clint went on there. He was showing video of people using their credit card to get into rooms they shouldn't be getting into.
Yeah, I saw that. All right, heard
there's a lot of stuff, buddy. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Well, okay. All right. But if you haven't got tickets for this thing on Friday, I think you're going to have a good time. And
it'll be great.
And you know what? The only way you're gonna keep some of these states at bay is to sue. And whether it's, they've outlawed Glock pistols, the most popular pistol in the world. They've outlawed those in California. Well, the NRA just in New York, and NRA just brought suit against New York for this banning of Glocks. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, too.
Well, the idea of Mark just getting it through the Ninth Circuit is a miracle in itself. I mean, the whole deal is you can't, how do you put restrictions on a right? How do you do that? I mean, you can't yell fire in a theater. This has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with the fact that if you are an honest citizen, if you are a law-abiding citizen, there's no way that anybody can restrict a right you have. End of sentence. And I know that, you know, we have this position now in California where there's so many restrictions. It's absolutely absurd. They're trying to take the Second Amendment away. And if Mark wins this and it goes to the Supreme Court, every state, folks, every state in the United States will have constitutional carry. Every single state.
Which they've been trying to do at the congressional level for years. But they haven't really been serious about it. But now I think I just saw where you could have not only it would be if you've got a concealed carry, it's recognized anywhere. If you've got it in Montana, it's recognized in California. You can carry there. That's the other thing too. So
well, yeah, you know, we'll see. Concealed carry is a privilege. You have to get permission.
Yeah.
A right doesn't have any kind of permission attached to it. That's what Clarence Thomas is saying.
Yeah.
That's what the Supreme Court's going to say. I mean, the real deal is 35 states have open carry, have constitutional carry. Why doesn't California and Hawaii, and why doesn't New York and Illinois?
We know why. Thanks a lot, Terry. Thanks a lot.
All right, brother.
Got a break. Hey, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Did you notice, Ben? Did you notice I was at Cypress Square Barbershop yesterday?
Yep.
Now, Logan attacked my head with his scissors and his clippers and just did a magnificent job. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the new Submarama. Looks like, I'm not sure they're open yet, but the sign's up and all that. At the I found Cypress Square Barbershop back when I moved here in 2007. Never went to another barbershop. They've been advertising with us, and not the present barbers, but even though they still are, but two generations ago started advertising with us. And you know what? Never had a bad haircut. They're great guys down there. You can make appointments like I did. Go on down there. It works out on your schedule. You can call them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy and put in Cypress Square Barbershop, and you can make it that way. It sends you little messages to remind you. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's great. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back because guess what they're finding in Lake Mead?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. Free admission, small parking fees per car.
Join us Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW for the Vote Arthur Gorman fundraiser. Enjoy dinner, prize drawings, a live auction, and fellowship supporting strong schools, academic excellence, and parental rights. Every dollar helps Arthur fight for education, not indoctrination. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for a Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce. Local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Everybody calls the state lion. Yeah.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Jeff's on an airplane, right?
Hello?
Starship.
It was. Okay.
That's who that one was.
We're going to discuss this just in a minute. Welcome back to the show here, KCNR, Free Fire Radio. That song, when I was growing up, I saw Grace Lick in the Jefferson Airplane in a park in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
Back in 1967, 68. It was hazy back then. I don't remember 67 through 70 anyway. But them, Jefferson Airplane, and they were just Jefferson Airplane. And there was a little group called Big Brother and the Holding Company. And guess who heard their lead singer was? Janis Joplin.
Grateful, did not know that.
Grateful Dead. All these guys coming through there before they really hit it big like that. And it was, the thing about it was, it's hard to even see the bands because of the haze of marijuana smoke that was going through there. But yeah, they had it, I want to say Golden Gate Park, but it doesn't sound quite right back in those days. And then Jefferson Airplane went to Jefferson Starship years later. So, the old days. Well, it may be before your parents were born. Hey, one of the things about Lake Mead, you know, we've been talking about the water crisis we're facing here, and it's just not getting any better. Lake Mead, it fell to a record of 1,039 feet above sea level, nearly a foot below the last record set in 2022. And so what are they starting to find? Guess what they're starting to find. Bodies.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. They said that they just found some remains were discovered this week. The last time it was this low, 4 bodies were discovered. Those men disappeared or were killed between 1974 and 2002, including periods when water levels were 20 to 30 feet higher. So, and during that time frame, 74, 20, or 2002, you know, mob violence, or the mobs ran Vegas. And there's still people today who will tell you, when the mobs ran Vegas, it was run well. And then certain things happen. I think you've watched Casino and you see all that. But the, and then it became a circus. We bring kids to it and all that. And, then, you know, they reinvented themselves several times, destroyed buildings, built new casinos and all that. And now Las Vegas is facing a real problem with the amount of people that go there. And one of the reasons that it's dropped is the cost of Las Vegas has exploded. Anyway, also as the water levels recede, they're exposing ghost towns like St. Thomas. So, and Lake Mead started in, 1935 with the creation of Hoover Dam. So, the, which, when you think about it, it's because we our dam was built 78 years ago now, and you got Damberger and you have Jacks that were built that, you know, became businesses back when we were building the dam. You know, something I was saw last night, Little League World Series had started, and you have the rest of the world play, and you have all the American teams play, and then the champions of the North American Little League plays the world champ, whoever that may be, in the finals there. I've always thought, what if the high point of your life was that you were in, that you won the Little League World Series when you were 12 years old? What if that was the high point of your life? And everything after that was kind of, I mean, you know, you live your life and all those things. But as far as accomplishing something, it happened when you were 12 years old. See, I don't know about you, but my age, I'm a little bit older than 12. I still think there's some great things to accomplish out there, that there's going to be something. I'm going to find the cure for who knows.
That's what I think.
Yeah, the cure for, or maybe not. But something is my high point. And I will tell you, and I'm not bragging, but I've had some real high points in my life. But I keep thinking there's going to be another one. I am not sitting here complacent thinking, okay, yeah, I'll just run out the next 20 years. No. And, but when I see those things, I hope that that was not the high point of their lives when they won, that they went on to do other great things. The UAE has suspended trade with Iran after accusing the country of firing two ballistic missiles Tuesday. UAE was Iran's biggest source of imports in 2024, responsible for 30% of total imports. Now, Iran's getting pummeled. When we pummel them, along with Israel, pummels Iran. So what's Iran do? Turns around and punches the UAE in the face, or Saudi Arabia, or some of the others around there, just punches them. It's like, you're already getting your butt kicked. So now you're going to reach out, and people that may have something that may help you, you're offending them by shooting missiles into their country. So, the most fun states, I've got some other stuff here, but the most fun state in the United States is what? What do you think the most fun state is?
Florida.
In America.
Florida.
Nope. Number two.
I don't know.
The place we live should match our personal interests and favorite ways to spend free time. Some states make entertainment a central point of everyday life. With fun and affordability in mind, they compared all 50 states across 26 key indicators of enjoyable experiences that won't break the bank. These range from movie costs to accessibility of national parks to nightlife options. So, did that help you? What do you think is number one? Shouldn't take you very long to think this.
Ohio.
East Canton, Ohio. California, my friend. Followed by Florida. Okay, and get these. Top four. Illinois. Now, that was a surprise. That's a surprise to me. Nevada. New York, Colorado, Washington, Texas is number eight. And the last one, the one with the lowest amount of fun, the least fun state is? Oh, okay. I'll let you guess on this. It's on the East Coast. It's kind of in the South. West Virginia.
Okay.
The least fun state in America. And right above that is Mississippi. Okay, Vermont is rated number 48. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, they're all in that bottom 10. As is Alabama, Maine, North Dakota. There you go. So if you're looking for a place to go to have fun, you're living in it right now. And I'll tell you, last week, I had a great time. And if I, you know, if I was going up with a group of people, but if I just wanted to go up there by myself or with Linda and ride up there, it wouldn't cost anything. They had the camping facilities there. The you could have ridden all day and come back and, you know, set up that night. It wouldn't cost anything except, you know, your cost to get there. So, yeah. And we have so many beautiful, gosh, if California wasn't being the run the way it is, and, you know, it is such a beautiful state. I mean, we're still here. The big portion is because we live up here in the North State and Redding and Shasta County, and it's a great place. I mean, we're never going to – I can't conceive of us leaving here unless that balance, you know, on the balance beam there, or the balance on the scales – if it goes really, really far, far, far down with taxes and not right now, they're making laws that says you can't buy certain types of tires here in California. Can you believe that? Oh, they've got to have a certain rollability. And if they don't have that rollability, you cannot buy them here in about 5 or 6 years. And then it gets more rollability over the next few years after that, which means you can't buy a tire. And your tires are going to be more expensive.
They were saying that most of the tires that California sells are going to be getting rid of anyways because of the fact that they don't comply with what this law is going to be.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're telling you that, oh, it's got to be able to roll at this percentage. Well, what do you do? I mean, and if they don't, you can't sell them here. It's like the electric car. Oh, we're not going to, it's only going to sell electric vehicles by, what was it, 2035 or something like that. You don't have a choice then. Now, you can buy used vehicles all you want, of course, but you can't buy used tires. It's things like that, frankly, that drive people away. And when that happens, there'll be people who go, you know what? That was it. That was it. I'm moving. I'm moving to a place where I can actually buy the car or truck that I want and the tires that I want. And we'll be right back.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $100,000 year of the horsepower swipe to win.
Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang,
a legendary car, and a massive win.
Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play.
Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th.
Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 for a brand new Mustang.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Nundebach. Today, Thursday the 20th of August, 8:51 in the morning, about 76 degrees there, going up about 96 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. This is for non-life-threatening emergencies. You can do it online. Set the time you want to go in there. You can wait from the safety of your home. Now, they're going to ask you a few questions, things like chest pains. Are you bleeding profusely and other things? And if you answer yes to any of those, they're going to tell you, come in right now, and we're going to see you. But for things like, you know, flu symptoms, you're not feeling bad, feeling well, it's Saturday, and you need to go to the emergency room, use Fast Track. Just go to the website and click on Fast Track at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Tomorrow, House of Realty is going to join us. And I think we've got another guest, too. It's just rolling in. It popped up. But they're going to join us tomorrow. It's always a great show about real estate. Now, pacemakers. You know what a pacemaker is? You know, it increases the, can't slow it down, but it bumps up your heart rate. Scientists have just invented a battery replacement, which could soon become reality thanks to a device that generates its own electricity from the very heartbeat it regulates. So that the pacemaker will run off that electrical impulse that your heart gives out. Now, I don't know, I'm sure a lot of you know this, but your heart, when it beats, sends out a very low frequency electrical signal. Very low frequency, it means it goes further. We use that, of course, at a Marine Corps warfighting lab. Some group of people invented this device that, and it looks like a handheld flashlight. And this was, okay, 98. You hold it up against the wall, and it will tell you if there's people in the room on the other side of that wall, because it picks up that electrical impulse. And what that would tell us is, it doesn't tell us how many, or if they're friendly or non-friendlies, but what it would tell us is somebody in the room, and then we would change our tactics for that. I mean, if you're trying to clear houses and all that, you know, a lot of times you kick in the door and you roll a flashbang or a hand grenade in there. So that would tell us, because we don't know who it is, but we do know somebody's there, so how we're going to handle that. But so this could, it's implanted directly inside the heart, offers faster recovery and fewer complications. This is the leadless pacemakers. The battery, however, makes up more than half of the device total size and weight, yet lasts only 7 to 10 years before needing replacement. Having this one, and so removing the battery from inside the heart is difficult. So they leave the expired pacemaker in place and implant a new one alongside it. I did not know that. So you could, if you live long enough, or you get a, you know, you could have maybe 2-3 pacemakers in your chest. But this way, they can, it will use the electrical impulses from the heart, and that'll be the battery for it. No, you never have to replace it. Is that cool? Okay, see, what else? Let's talk Shasta College for a minute. Here's some good news. If I can find it. Shasta College enrollment is continuing to rise. More than 7,500 students are beginning fall classes, representing an increase of about 3.2% from last year. They've returned to the pre-pandemic enrollment levels in fall 2025, and the continued growth comes as several major campus improvement projects are being completed. They're using a newly renovated 800 building, which before the pandemic accounted for about 40% of the college's overall enrollment activity. Other improvements include new walkways, landscaping, small gathering areas. Their Veterans Center is just outstanding there at Shasta College, too. So the college also reopened its library and tutoring and learning centers and says they've had 1,869 degree applications were received for its 2026 commencement, including 326 certificate applications. Now, of course, Shasta College has one of the best trades portions than around here, where they teach everything from diesel mechanics to logging. And the logging is using state-of-the-art equipment provided by Sierra Pacific Industries. So these young men, or well, these men and women, can be trained on the newest equipment, and then as they finish and get their certificate, they're being hired right away, as are diesel mechanics, welders, heavy equipment operators, all of these things coming out of Shasta College. Now, not to take anything away from them, but our other university here, Simpson University, Redding's hometown university, enrollment went up 10% again. They're pushing 1,000 people out there at Simpson. And in case you didn't know this, you realize, like the Iron Man that came in here, and they're talking, you know, $8 to $10 million that were brought in or more, that money stays in here and, you know, makes its way around. Simpson University brings in about $50 million to our area right here. Taxes, things they buy local and all that stuff. So we've got two really fine institutions of higher learning right here in Shasta County. So, the other thing, the last thing to think about is, where do you think California falls when it comes to, in the list of I've got a lot of lists today. Isn't it weird how things fall out like that? Where do you think that California falls in under women's equality? Think about it. Now, this is California. So you might think that we are the best when it comes to women's equality. You know, and this includes, you know, pay, jobs, you know, all those kind of things. Unemployment rates, men to women, income gaps. Where do you think California falls in this? I know I keep throwing this at you, and you probably hate me at this point, so I'm going to help. 9th.
I was going to say top 10.
It is in the top 10, but it's number 9. Number 10 is Illinois. The state that is best for women's equality is Hawaii. Then Maryland, then Alaska, then Maine, Vermont, New Mexico, Iowa, Oregon, and then California. I'm just full of information today. And there's other things people say I'm full of. Okay, hey, look, have a great day, my friends. It was last hour. I'm sorry it wasn't as organized as it could be. Tried to finish strong, but, you know, our guest, who is building an empire right now, couldn't make it. Tomorrow, House of Realty and a couple other surprises. Have a great day. It's going to be about 96 today. Take care of yourself. Hydrate. Make sure you don't leave anything in the car. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.